Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're continuing in the book of Mark, chapter 9, verses 33 through 37 in the Voice translation, and it says this: At last they came to Capernaum, where they gathered in a house. Jesus said, "What was it I heard you arguing about along the way?" They looked down at the floor and wouldn't answer, for they had been arguing among themselves about who was the greatest of Jesus' disciples. He sat down with the 12 to teach them. He said, "Whoever wants to be the first must be the last, and whoever wants to be the greatest must be the servant of all." He then called forward a child, set the child in the middle of them, and took the child in his arms. "Whoever welcomes a child like this in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me is welcoming not me, but the one who sent me." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for another great story in the Gospel of Mark. And I love that there was nothing that escapes your notice, Jesus. You knew that they were arguing about their greatness, and so you asked them. And Lord, I pray that even today we would be quiet enough before you to hear the questions that you ask us, that we would be a people who wants to hear. And as I've looked through scriptures, there's a lot of times where you ask us questions. And whenever someone asks a question, they are longing for relationship. People who ask questions are wanting to get to know the people who are being asked. And so, Jesus, thank you so much that you asked this question. It was this teachable moment that you wanted to draw this out, even though this was not a shining moment for the disciples who are trying to grapple with being better than each other or trying to be the best and wanting to kind of jockey for position. Yet you use this as a teachable moment. And I pray that for parents today who are just in the throes of parenthood and it's just so much work. Lord, would you give them a time to pause with their kids, to ask good questions, and to have these teachable moments. We know that these teachable moments come from long expanses of time spent together, but we ask specifically today that you would bring them. And Lord, maybe that their kids could gather around and listen to Pray Every Day as well and be prayed for. That would be another amazing teachable moment. But Lord, the disciples were arguing about who is the best, who is the greatest, who is the most awesome. They were trying to look at the universe in the sense of how this world works, which is, you know, who's on top, who's down below, who's got, you know, the status in the community. And you wanted to remind them that the kingdom of God is paradoxical. It's counterintuitive. It's not as we think it is. And you said with them, you sat down and you decided to teach them. And you said, whoever wants to be first must be last. And whoever wants to be the greatest must be the servant of all. And that to me is such a beautiful picture of the kingdom, that those who jockey for position are going to be the last in line, and those who are quietly serving you are going to be recognized someday. That this will all make sense. And I pray for the person who feels unnoticed today. I pray for the person who feels like they don't their work means nothing in the kingdom, or that they're laboring in obscurity behind closed doors and nobody even knows. Lord, would you just give them a glimpse of the fact that when they serve you, they are serving the King, and the King notices his servants. And so help them to know that it's not for nothing, that there is reason behind our work, even when it is unnoticed, especially when it is unnoticed. And Lord, thank you for bringing a child into the midst of the disciples. This was the person with the least amount of rights in the world at that time. A child had no rights. They had to live, they were at the beck and call of their parents, but they didn't have any legal rights. And so that's what we are to do as well. We are citizens of heaven, but we are to serve in such a way that we love everyone the same, and that we are to have the kind of faith that a child has, this childlike faith of belief, of trust. Lord, forgive us for not trusting you. Forgive us for trying to trust in ourselves more than we trust in you. Forgive us for thinking that we can just make it all work on our own. Instead, help us to be like dependent children who trust in their father, trust in their mother, and believe what their parents say. Help us to have that kind of posture with you, and to remember that it is never for nothing. And as we suffer for your sake, it matters. give us the encouragement that we need today to continue to walk forward. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm grateful for you. I pray for you, as you know, every single day on this 27th day of March. And I hope that you leave this podcast encouraged, and that you know that you have been pursued in love by the God who created you.